Hello, everybody. I have a message that I received the 15th of May, 2024 at 3:30 p.m. in Australia. This is a message just as I received it. Take it to the Lord in prayer because it is received through the human mind and no one is perfect. After the message, because I was reluctant to send out this message, and I'm doing it out of obedience to the Lord, because it does, it is confronting probably for some preachers who are not preaching by the Bible, if they even listen to these messages. But anyway, he allowed me to say, tell you a few things that he told me that would, in a conversation to me, that wouldn't, you ordinarily would not hear, because he tells me only what I can tell you. So here's the message just as I heard it. My child, I will come soon. Warn my children. They need to know, as surely as the day turns into night, I will come. The sinful and unbelieving will be left behind. Rich or poor, those that do not belong to me will be left behind to suffer greatly in the tribulation period. I tell you truthfully, those who are not fully committed to me will be left behind. To those preachers who are not teaching from my holy word, but are teaching through the lens of the world, woe to you on judgment day, for you knew better. Do you think I will allow you into heaven when you have led many astray with your false teaching and doctrines that pleases the world, but not my Father? If you are teaching through the lens of the world, you are trying to please the world and do not, if you are teaching through the lens of the world, you are trying to please the world and not my Father. If you belong to the world, you do not belong to me and my Father. I counsel you to come out of the world now and repent before I come to collect my children. Stop teaching my children that everything under the sun is okay. Teach only biblical principles. Teach only from the Bible. Do not allow the world to influence your sermons. Me and my Father see everything, know your innermost heart. Your every thought is known to us. Come back to us and out of the world while you still have time, for your time is almost up. You do not have long left, my children. Choose wisely. Choices have eternal consequences. I'm your King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. And that was the end of the message. Now here's the part that you wouldn't normally hear, because he knew that I did not particularly want to send out this message. He told me that he would send me a confirmation of the message after I received it, and then I was to record it and send it out. And he said specifically to me, the message you will send out will not be popular because it will take aim at preachers preaching what the world wants to hear, not the biblical word. He told me to title this message A Warning, and he went on to say on the very next day, which was the 16th, that it will also make churchgoers aware if their pastor is teaching from the world and not the Bible, that you're going to need to find someone, if possible, that will teach from the Bible. If that's not possible, then you need to be aware of what you're being taught and start reading your Bible so that you will know the difference. And he said, I want my children to have a chance to correct their ways if they have been listening to a worldly preacher, pastor, or priest, whatever denomination of church you attend, and have been living a worldly life focused on the world and think that sin is okay because they were taught that it is in church and that all you have to do basically is say, I'm sorry, and all is well, and then go out and do it again and again. So he said that, he told me, he said, they need to have an opportunity to turn away from that and read their Bibles so they understand that everything under the sun is not okay and will result in them being left behind for refinement in the tribulation if they are, in fact, living and knowing sin and think it is okay because they said words about being saved but never really meant them in their hearts and souls. So that's what he told me. I know this will not be popular with a lot of people, and the only reason I am doing this is out of obedience to the Lord, because I do not benefit from this in any way, shape, or form. My channel's never been monetized, never will be, and I do not want any recognition for this because I'm simply a messenger for the Lord, that for whatever reason he has chosen me to do this. And I can't refuse him. So that's the end of the message.